Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
We're going to make that stick.
I'm going to
make
it stick.
I mean, it's stuck for us.
Stuck for us, and that's all that really matters. We're the Sklar Brothers. He's Daniel Van Kirk.
Hi, everybody.
Today, hi, Dan. We have an awesome guest on the show, a comedian that those who know comedy will definitely know this guy.
Those who don't know comedy will have never heard of him.
Yeah.
Those who don't know comedy somehow ended up here.
No, but it is... Jay and I are around stand-up a lot, and now, Dan, you're around stand-up increasingly more and more. You see people, and you know when someone is about to bust out and be huge. Just by the way audiences react to that person. We felt it with Sebastian when he started to do his thing, and I was like, this guy... He's about to just explode, and of course he did. And
the kid from the Neverending Story?
Yes. By the way, my problem with that movie?
Yeah?
Too long. So this next guy is a guy that we've had the pleasure to see perform up in Montreal in front of...
a very cool alt crowd.
Yep, very cool alt crowd, a different Canadian audience. And then I think it was the set that we saw...
At the roast battle.
At the roast battle. So he judged the roast battle with us and was incredible. The set that he did, the roast battle, you got to understand, they're 3-minute sets. A lot of open micers and people who aren't even passed at the comedy
store. And a crowd that's really there to see the roast battle, not so much the open mic.
Completely unfocused, don't want to hear the comedy, and good comedians can get them for a little while. This guy turned the audience in 3 minutes and had them... in the palm of his hand.
And didn't change his style.
Did not change his style.
Let's talk about him more as if he's not here.
Let's pretend like he did. It's just a shame he passed away.
I know. It's so sad.
Mark Norman, how are you, buddy?
Welcome to Dumb People Town.
Thanks for having me. Jeez, that was nice and very uncomfortable. So I appreciate it.
Get used to it, bitch.
Get used to it, man. Well, Pete, you might know him if you saw Louis C.K.'s special. He gave you a hug right before...
He went on stage.
You went on stage because...
And that was really a good... That was a funny hug and a
And
lot
you were
of good.
Just there to work the curtain. And yeah. That was it. You said, out of the way, he just hugs the curtain guy every night.
Right.
No, you open up for him for how long?
Couple months before his special while he was getting ready, and boy, it was amazing. It was quite a treat. I think he's the best.
I think you're
wow, going out on a limb there. Jeez.
It was cool because you and I hung out, we did Doug's show together in Austin.
Yes.
And you were like telling me a little, you're like, his first bit is just like so abortion.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying, you're like, it's so interesting to see how that goes. And then who else was on that?
Joe List?
No.
Doug Loves Movies?
Yeah. No, but she was hanging out with us.
This is a great podcast.
I know, it's wonderful podcasting. Anyway,
Dan, let's watch you go through your wallet and take out receipts now.
Oh, I don't have a wallet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Are you a money clip guy?
Yeah, sort of.
Nice.
Just a couple of cards and I'm good. These two dads next to us, though, probably have receipts from 1998 in their wallet.
I keep every receipt. Every goddamn receipt.
Why not? You never know when the government's going to come out to you.
Mm-hmm. I got a punch card from Subway. Still, they don't even do it anymore.
But one of you guys had some sort of abortion stuff in your... and you're set and you're like, oh no, we have to take it out because it has to hit so hard
when
he comes out and does that, and then that does in the special. It just he like kicks the door open with the audience
completely. But, I don't want to give too much behind the anal here, but he did a whole thing where like he would try that. We did 5 shows and it didn't work the first 4.
Really?
And the 5th one it worked and he was like, oh thank god.
Wow.
So he recorded 5 shows for the special.
Yeah.
Where was it recorded?
Constitution Hall in D.C.
Wow. So he did 5 of those and it didn't work at the beginning. I love it.
Yeah, it was like getting titters, and then by the last one it was like boom, and it was thank god now it's a special.
I mean, and you know, look, he's catching some criticism for it in some ways, but as we spoke about before we started, it is great to see comedians when you've got the talent, and we say you have free reign to do what you want.
Yeah.
And I particularly love that special, and that's so cool that you got to see him kind of work it up front, you know, out work it in the
did
closet.
You take stuff away from that for your own?
I took a few bits. Yeah.
Mark, you are not
supposed to
do that.
Those have already aired.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I mean, he would tweak jokes. We'd go to open mics, and he would come with us. I mean, he's a nut.
Morgan Murphy, by the way.
Ah, Murphy. Yes.
He is a comedy like junkie. And
oh,
I
yeah.
think you kind of have to be to operate on that level.
Like, yes.
And also to know what else people are doing out there. I feel like he doesn't want to be so insular, even though he's sitting at the top of the mountain right now.
Totally.
And so just awesome that you got a chance to do that. But I feel like there'll be a point in time when we're talking about your special same way. Which you actually have a special coming out on Comedy Central this Friday.
Yes, the 12th.
May 12th, called
Don't Be Yourself.
Don't be
yourself. That's perfect.
Big mistake.
Well, for you guys, it's a great, so great true. Advice. Well, that is actually a perfect lead-in to the show, and it's usually people who are acting like their usual dumb selves.
And they need to not be themselves in order to survive.
So let's get into a story, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how much fun we had in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely have to get into that.
Let's get into a story.
Okay. I mean, you want to talk about Don't Be Yourself. Here we go. This was sent in by JNAP at JNAP05. As always, guys, at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town.
Parents always have wet JNAPs.
The great thing is we have so many...
On hand.
That's, what if that's like a Jewish dating site where all you do is get together and nap? Yeah. Where'd you meet her? I met her on JNAP. Yeah, we went to a synagogue chapel and just laid down.
Cuddle first, love later.
And then you get to say, I've lain with another woman.
Uh-huh.
Would you really... I feel like this has probably happened. Would you really hate it if there was a business set up where you went in, had a couple graham crackers and like chocolate milk or juice, and then just laid down quietly for like 45 minutes?
I'm sure that's professional.
It would go bad too quick. There'd be one boner, and then, you know, something would happen.
A whole thing escalates from there.
What if they called the place Cosby's?
Oh, drink this first.
Sir,
you have to drink it before you
lay
down.
They're like, what went wrong? Right. This was the perfect business model.
But I want to let everybody know a couple things before we get into the story. One, we have so many great listeners to the show.
We do.
A couple weeks before this, I'm sure everything's still going good. We were... Everybody who put us all the way up to like number 4.
Yeah, if you're rating and reviewing and subscribing and telling people about this, we made it all the way up to number 4.
And maybe even more since then. Who knows? But it's all thanks to you guys.
In comedy podcasts on iTunes.
So for everybody who's new, the way it works is when you send it to me, I just go through the timeline. So whoever sent me the story first, somebody was like, hey, I sent that to you and I didn't get credit. I love you for doing that, but I usually just go by whoever got it to me first.
Cool.
Also, one other side note, want to let you guys know, this is fun, dumb people telling stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody sent me a story about a couple that went into like get in vitro like fertilization done,
the whole process,
and the doctor ran their blood test, found out they were biological twins.
I sent you that.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, well, somebody else did too.
Great.
Research department came through. Fake news.
Yes,
not real. Guys, we caught one.
Caught
but today
it before it got to
all
you.
Real here
all
we
real.
Go
all right.
Freeland, I don't know where that is. A local man faces a slew of charges after he allegedly got into numerous altercations with his fellow neighbors during the evening hours on Sunday.
See, now I'm going to say this as a homeowner. There should be, as part of every homeowner tour, a meet the neighbors moment.
Because
you don't know what you're getting. It's the blindest faith in humanity. You need to walk in their house, see if they're hoarders. You need to talk to them.
Yeah. Check the rabbits in the wall.
Throw out like one political issue to kind of get a sense of where they are.
Right.
And then, that should be like a provision on the house.
Yeah, throw out a racist joke. If they laugh, you go,
we're in.
Either they have a great sense of humor or...
If they look at you and they're like, all right, let me tell you one. Back.
No.
Get out.
Get out. All right, I got one for you. Nope.
The fact that it says during the evening hours, I want us to all be on the same page. To me, this is all happening during dusk, like golden hour.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Kind of romantic.
Yeah, why not?
This is when you want to get into it with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. You ready to hear this?
Yeah.
Several people told Freeland police that John Buddha...
His name is Buddha.
I know, but he is not.
He is nothing.
What's the name of your special?
Don't Be Yourself.
Yeah, he is not being
himself. Don't be Buddha.
Yeah.
He allegedly threw a lit cigarette at a person.
Yep.
That's like right before the punch.
Is that worse than spitting in someone's face? The cigarette throwing
a lit... You don't smoke, do you, Mark?
I don't smoke, but I've had a cigarette flicked at me.
Really?
What?
Yeah. That was a hot date in the 80s. No, I made a joke about a girl at a bar and she flicked her cigarette at me.
Whoa.
Yeah. Where'd you
what
go from
the
there?
I think we ended up fucking.
Mark.
It was Roadhouse. No, I made a fat joke, and she flicked a... No, I called her a lesbian. That's what it was. She flicked a cigarette at me.
So you kind of earned it.
Yeah, but I was like...
I'm going to say now you deserved it.
It was super dykey to do.
But Mark. In a sense, you deserved it.
Yeah.
And then it was like a challenge. I kind of am on her side, but then I think you challenged her womanhood.
Yes.
And on some level, she's like, I will have sex with you.
Yeah.
Also, was that in New York?
Nah, New Orleans.
Okay.
It's lawless down
there. Some parts of this country, cigarettes are so expensive, no one wants to waste a cigarette.
We were in New Orleans, and our friend Rob Rothman, who is a teacher, and was driving a minivan. We were at the bar about ready to go to our show, and he ordered another beer. We're
right
like,
as we're leaving.
We're like, Rob, we have to go. And he's like, that's all right. Walks up to the bar. There are a bunch of to-go cups. Pours his beer in a to-go, open to-go cup.
Oh, yeah.
Puts it in the cup, moves a couple of his kids' toys, puts it in the cup holder of his car, and then just speeds away like that. I was like, man, you're going to get a lit cigarette flicked in the face if you're down in
that
episode.
We used to play another game in New Orleans. I think we've talked about it on the show before. Drunk or limping. Drunk or injured.
Drunk or injured.
It's
hard to tell. Like, why is that guy hobbling?
Yeah.
Is he drunk or is he injured?
Could be both.
Could be a little bit of column A and column B.
Well, he allegedly threw a lit cigarette at a person. I don't know if it was warranted, unlike the woman who you deserved to get one thrown at.
He did.
Yes.
he threw a lit cigarette at a person, stopped traffic, and walked in front of vehicles. I think those things have to go together, unless he had a sign for a while. Then
or he was wearing the gloves.
Yeah. Right. The gloves are so important.
Gloves are so key. Once the gloves are on,
he accosted a 6-year-old boy in front of his parents. I guess that makes it worse.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Just grabbed and said, what are you doing?
Look, I have an 8-year-old boy. Some 6-year-old boys need deserve it.
Yeah.
True.
They're dicks. They're dicks.
You could stop here, right? You've ruined traffic, which really pisses people
off.
You've
accosted someone else's child.
You've thrown a lit cigarette at somebody.
What else can you do at this point?
He then took a basketball from a person at the public park and dribbled the ball around the court.
Get out of town.
No.
Come on.
How dare he?
Wait a minute.
He was carrying.
Yeah.
Right.
Open carry?
There's a lot of open carry happening, in my opinion.
Wow.
The idea of this grown man
taking a ball.
I mean, he's already done all the other stuff, so maybe the basketball game probably didn't realize that the other things were happening in the neighborhood.
It's like, who is this guy?
And he probably felt like, oh, I'll get these assholes' attention. Yeah, and then walked over.
We'll see something, grabs the ball.
But that is totally like... That's not something you see a lot of.
That's balls.
That is straight
to walk
up
into a court,
walk into a game.
Yeah.
Take the one thing that they need to do that game, because you're not just pissing off one guy. You're pissing off ten guys.
Right.
If you've ever broken up a game, maybe I'm making this up. I feel like everyone kind of stays where they were when you took the ball, and it's like, come on, man,
let's go.
Like, no one moves from there. No one wants to give up position from what they've already had.
Listen,
one guy probably tried to incorporate it and was like, I'm up top. He's on our team now. Up top. Somebody needs to rotate
Jeff,
out.
You're sitting. Let him go. He's actually got some good skills. Let him go.
And you know he yelled glass.
Yeah. The bank is open.
The bank is open.
Glazer and D-Lo kidding.
Oh, I know.
One of our favorite moments in that series. Glazer.
Off camera.
With the modulated voice is like, glass.
That guy's amazing.
He dribbled the ball around the court before making a lewd remark in front of children and adults, the affidavit states.
First of all, I get going after a 6-year-old kid because you could probably take him.
Right?
Right.
But a whole basketball game.
He walked off. Have you guys seen Band of Brothers?
No.
Okay.
No.
There's a scene of Band of Brothers. This is all, true. Mm-hmm. The guy, they're like fighting for a line or position in like a rubbled town area. And a guy just decides he's going to run all the way through the line to the other side. And then he like blows something up or shoots somebody and then runs all the way back. And the narrator says the part that amazed me wasn't that he ran there, it's that he ran back. he just had the mentality of like, nobody's going to shoot me. Like, right. I'm just not going to get hit. Mm. That's the mentality that this guy had.
Uh-huh.
That
he had like, all of the hubris of Adam Goldberg in Dazed and Confused, thinking like, I'm going to take one shot at Clint.
The nature
I'm going to hit him once and then like, it'll be
they
pack
don't wanna,
mentality.
Like, disturb the crowd.
That's
like,
right. You don't
want to
upset
there,
the
There right. are times though when I'm driving where I'm like, I'm not going to check a mirror. I'm just going to change a lane.
Nope.
Jason.
We've all been there.
Are you an Aerosmith song? Because you are living on the edge.
I'm living on the edge. No, that's
living it up on
that's how New York cab drivers drive.
Oh, yeah.
Are there cabs still in New York? Or
too many, yeah, quite a bit.
Has Lyft and Uber taken over?
They hate Uber. Every time I get in a cab, they go, fuck Uber, they're rapists.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Yeah.
Are they spreading
that's
that
a marketing
around?
Strategy. It's uh-huh. a strategy.
That's yellow cab trying to get out ahead of it.
He walked mm-hmm. off the court, John Buddha, walked off the court with the ball. Crossed a street and attempted to enter a sport utility vehicle and place the ball inside. In my mind, he is dictating everything he's doing very loudly.
Yeah.
I got your ball, and I'm taking your ball over here.
And I'm going to put it right here in the back
seat. I'm putting your ball in this car. It's not even my car, and I'm going to lock it.
It's starting to sound like a scavenger hunt at this point. You know? Fuck with kid, get basketball, SUV.
Yeah, he's on like...
Checking boxes.
Yeah, he's on the most offensive bar crawl.
Right. It's
like, flick lit cigarette. It's like,
doing it.
Or maybe he's in Fight Club where they have to start a fight and he's trying everything he can
that's
to
good.
Get a fight started.
Right.
No
what
one
are you
going to
do about it?
But I like that he started with a kid.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like, I can get this kid. I can get under his skin.
What are you going to do about it is definitely a thing he says numerous times.
Right.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Come at me, bro.
Yeah. Arms, both arms out, but the basketball is in one of his pits. You know what I'm saying?
I'm right here.
You mad, bro?
I'm right here.
Straight up, do I look like the Michael Jordan wings poster?
I'm right here.
Uh-huh.
All right, he tries to put the ball inside. The document reads. Also, sometimes when a story is crazy, I think about the people who have to write up this paperwork.
Who are like typing this up going, I cannot believe this human being did
this. A couple... who was walking their dog. This
no,
is
no,
okay.
No.
At some
oh,
point,
no.
if you're,
oh,
you need to be aware of your surroundings, this is on them.
Right? Yeah.
You walked your poodle right into this shit.
Right. They walked up close enough. They told police that John Buddha asked them if it would bite a postal worker while another person who was unloading groceries from the trunk of her car said, okay, so he walks up to the people who should have turned, honey, go back.
Yeah,
we're just going
to
go back. We'll go back.
No
we'll go
need
around.
To walk
we'll go
the dog
the
this
block.
Way.
We'll go around the
dog
block.
Got its exercise.
He walked up to them and was... starting to like wanted to know the
is this going
to
bite a postal worker?
Right.
Okay.
How ferocious is your dog?
Will it bite a postal worker?
Then a woman who was unloading groceries from the trunk of her car said John Buddha took a gallon of milk out of the trunk and walked away.
Whoa!
He thinks he's in day 406 of Groundhog Day where he knows that he can get to everything without anybody doing anything.
Or he's in like day one of the purge.
He's
doing everything he wants.
But I would imagine if you were all the people around there, you might be like, maybe this is a Groundhog Day situation and he knows more than we do.
Right. Yes. Give him the milk.
If but he has confidence,
but I
he
will
can pull that off.
I will say this about the dog, about asking the dog that. I showed my kids the Does Your Dog Bite scene from Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther.
Yeah. Does your dog bite?
Does your dog bite? It's so funny.
Oh,
it's so slow moving and funny, but they thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And I'm like, I love that is
this
still
is
a thing.
Yeah,
he kind
sober.
Of did a Does Your Dog Bite?
Right?
Yeah.
And the guy says, no. And he's like a German, like, like hotelier. And he's just like, no. And he goes over to pet it in the dark. And he jumps back. Even that little cut thing is so funny because it would clearly happen in two different shots.
Right.
And then he turns him slowly. He's like, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. And the guy's like, that is not my dog. It was so funny, and it made me so happy that it made everybody laugh.
Yeah, it feels good. I'm sure John Buddha passes on a lot of great things to his kids, too.
Yes,
like
kids
child support checks every once in a while.
No.
Drink milk.
Daddy got milk. Daddy got milk for everybody.
I got the milk.
Basketball in the SUV, and I got the milk, just like you said.
Right.
I didn't tell you to
He
do
grabbed
anything.
The gallon of milk out of the trunk and walked away. At that time, police said that John Buddha's wife came out of the front street home.
Mm. Someone married him.
This is the only way they wrap this sentence up. Came out of their home and took him inside.
Whoa.
Honey, we're done.
That's
we're
it.
Done.
Okay.
By the elbow.
You've had your fun. By the ear.
You've had your fun. She's like just throwing out blanket apologies. Sorry, everybody. You know him.
Interesting.
Here's what I love most. It has also been learned that John Buddha is currently running for mayor of Freeland.
Whoa. No.
It's a campaign strategy.
Well, he must love Trump. Yeah.
Exactly. Just grab anything.
Yeah.
For him, it's just a giant pussy grab. Yeah. The whole thing. He's just like, what? I'm running for mayor. This is, once I am mayor, all the milk gallons will be, all the basketballs will be mine.
Well, maybe he's running on a socialist ticket. Like, yeah, maybe so everything belongs
yours
to everyone.
Yours is mine and mine is yours.
Yeah, if you go in his house, it's just basketballs, as far as the eye can see.
And gallons of milk.
Yeah.
Just hundreds.
Right. I hope his slogan is John Buddha, get a piece. But it's spelled P-E-A-C-E because of his name.
Remember there was like,
get some.
Like a chicken in every pot and it, like there's,
yeah.
a, there's,
oh,
a,
yeah.
there's
yeah.
a basketball in every SUV and a gallon of milk in your hand. Like that's the ticket he's
or he's holding the gallon of milk and it just says got Buddha.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Do you think he also wanted to be like the solution and example? So he was like, you know, the new mayor's letting this sort of thing happen in our town. Like, he's doing everything that he's like, if I'm mayor, I wouldn't let myself do this.
He's like, I'm not just part of the problem. I'm part of the problem and the solution.
Police attempted to speak with John Buddha, but said no one at the home would answer the door. That's the laziest police work. They're like, you know what?
Right.
God, nobody came to the door, guys. What do you want us
to do? I guess we're stumped.
I see them walking around in there, but I don't think they're coming out.
All right. It's time to play a little game. How old is John Buddha?
Yes.
Oh,
this is great.
Where is Freeland? We got to go and just run amok.
It really is Freeland.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Literally.
He's making it the land of the free.
The fact that he didn't get punched after he took the basketball.
That's a bad. How did people not hit him in the back of the head?
Yeah.
How did 10 guys not just.
Just a guy wearing and-one shorts settling the score?
Right. Did they just go home? Is that it?
Yeah.
I guess that's game, guys. Whose SUV is that?
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready to guess?
Yeah.
How old is John Buddha?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Now, you are a guest, Mark Norman, so you can decide if you want to go first or last.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
And what is your reasoning?
I'm going to put some clues together.
Okay.
He's married.
He's married. Uh-huh. He has a home.
He has mayoral aspirations.
Yes. He has political dreams.
Although in some parts of our world, this could also be a very delusional kid.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Way too young and dumb. But anyways, you can stick with yours. Stick with yours.
I'm going to say... 27.
Wow.
Oh, that's young.
That is young.
All right.
Rising
really,
star. In
really
the...
regret that.
Rising, no, don't. You no. Never, right. Trust me. You rising, never know.
You never know in this world.
The things that like people whose lives have gone bad in their 50s are very similar to the dumb things people do with their lives in front of them
he
in the
20s. He would not even be
well
the
said.
Worst. He's the rising star in the Republican Party. All right. I'm going to say he is 48.
48 years old from Randy Sklar. Jason Sklar.
50,
because 57.
Let me say
57.
Why. He's 48 because his wife knew exactly what to do. Meaning they've done it over.
Sure.
This is years of practice.
57 years old.
57 from Jason Sklar. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening in Dumb People Town with us right now, feel free to play along at
$1.
Home. $1. As always, we go closest straight up. John Buddha is 56 years old.
Oh! Look at that. Nailed it.
I'm back. I saw him in that age. I just saw his face.
I, for one, am voting for him.
Yes. I'm writing him into my election, my next like local.
Man,
good
just,
God.
He got moves like Buddha.
He didn't even want anything. Like, everything was just going from one thing to the next.
Isn't
like
Buddha's,
a Guy Ritchie movie.
Isn't,
we're like, what are we doing this for?
Isn't Buddha's message that, like, you don't need things or, like, everything is everybody's? And
it's a good point.
Like, maybe he is.
In a sense, he
maybe
is
he's
the
like
ultimate.
The real Buddha. It's
yeah.
like, I have access to everything because no one has possession.
Keeping it
of
real, Buddha.
That's right.
Right.
Wow. There you go.
All right. One story in the books.
Yeah.
I love it. Dumb People Town. More Dumb People Town after this.
Stick around. Town.
guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. We got Mark Norman with us.
Hey.
I'm so excited for your special coming out on Friday. Where'd you record it?
I recorded at a synagogue, not to kiss ass.
Wow. You're not even Jewish.
I wish. in Lower East Side. Old synagogue. It's like 1840.
Where? On Norfolk Street?
It is.
That was my wife lived right behind. Okay.
You know the play? Angel Orzan.
That's right. So my wife lived literally right behind it. And
In 1997?
She lived there in 97, 98. And on Suffolk Street. She lived on like 141 North Suffolk Street between Houston and Stanton or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's her apartment backed up to it.
Wow.
And her great-grandfather actually worked at that synagogue when he lived on the Lower East Side.
Jesus.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
All to make it, like, to pave the way for you to do a comedy special there.
Yeah, you guys all know each other.
So did you feel compelled not to curse during the special?
No, a lot of slurs.
A lot of slurs.
Yeah, it was horrible. I burned a cross.
That's kind of weird. I mean, I've never seen you do that on stage before.
No, but it was old and creaky and weird, but it went well, and it looks really pretty.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a good spot. Sarah Jessica Parker got married there.
Did she?
Fun fact.
No way. Her and Broderick?
Yeah.
Has she been married before Broderick? I think it was just Broderick, right?
I assume.
I don't know. I'm sure somebody will let us know.
Well, dude, that's awesome. I'm psyched for it. And if you guys watch that, you can watch that after you. If those in Kansas City, you're going to come see us. We're going to the Improv in Kansas City. We've never done shows in Kansas City. Hopefully a lot of Dumb People Town fans will be there. We'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
You're doing Finding the Funny?
Doing Finding the Funny while we're there. So if anybody has any good suggestions of where we should go that are like super Kansas City, like really tell the personality of what Kansas City is all about, we would love to do that. And so we'll be there then, and hopefully you'll see us at the Kansas City Improv, but definitely check out his special. And we had a great time at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Our live episode dropped
so much fun.
last week. That festival, Jesus.
Amazing. It's so well run.
And it is a pure comedy festival for pure comedy fans, and you really get that feeling.
We had so many great Dumb People Townies over there, like Rachel and Ben and Michelle and just people who said hi before and after the show.
Yeah, all great people, and all the people who came to our podcast, we just want to thank you. That was an amazing one with Brian Callen and Sarah Tiana. So, and I know you guys just heard it last week, but we'll look to do more of those. And I think, you know, as we head forward and move forward, we were kind of talking about it, involving the audience more. We may ask audience members and treat it a little bit more like a Dumb People Town Hall meeting where
someone can come down and tell something dumb they've done in their lives, a story from their lives that they're embarrassed about that has great details
and
to
we will break that
and
down.
We'll break it down.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a thing where like email us when we're coming into town, like what your thing is or whatever, or email it to, you know, that we'll set up like an email address and
either
then
that
we'll,
or
and
they bring
the
or they do the facts and we just sit up there and listen and we break it down. We'll figure something out because we want to involve you guys as much as possible. We love that. And speaking of, we have another story.
So here we go. Oh, I want to let everybody know really quick. At Dumb People Town and Facebook, the Dumb People Facebook page is up and running, so you guys can go on there. If
it's
something
so
happens in your hometown, let us know. If you've been to that bar or seen that place,
you want to go show
pic,
up and snap a pic.
Post it up to there. And,
Dumb People Town walking tours.
Yeah.
We'll set those up.
So the stories and stuff that we do, we'll be there. It'll be a great place for us
all
to hang.
If you want to walk the steps that, that John Buddha walks.
Yeah. He just comes up, takes your microphone.
Wait, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, wasn't there like a dumpster in Florida, like behind a nightclub?
Fire?
Where someone started
grease
fire?
Dumpster.
Yeah. And then someone sent you a picture
of that dumpster. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
God bless it.
So all that stuff will be able to happen on the Facebook page at Dumb People Town. Here we go for the next one. Sent in by Robert Smirkanski, S-M-R-E-C-A-N-S-K-I. I lived in Chicago long enough. I should be able to see that.
Smirkanski.
He owns the Polish sausage place on the corner.
At Matted Blubber, just like it sounds. Here we go.
God bless.
East Palestine police officer.
East Palestine.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. This is in Ohio.
The West Bank.
Mm-hmm.
The West Bank of Ohio.
Jacob Kohler, part of that, probably, you know, he wanted to be a cop. He bucked that Kohler money that his family probably has.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He told Fox 8 News, it happened Sunday evening around 8. I love when somebody first wants you to know. Well, first off,
let me tell you when it happened.
Just like the last story. Remember, guys, picture all of that happening during golden hour. It gives it a more weird feeling to it.
No, the best is like, okay, explain to us what happened. First, let me tell you when.
Yeah.
First, let me give you the least important detail of the story.
First, let me tell you what I was wearing.
No, you're not part of this.
Don't care.
I'm a Virgo.
No. Nope, we don't care.
I like your shirt. That is not what I asked you.
Tell us the facts.
I'm tired.
Sunday evening around 8 p.m. The child's father had worked all day and went to bed early. Their mother was on the couch with the kids when she fell asleep. All right, so that gives us all our context. Also, 8's kind of early, right?
Mm-hmm. To fall asleep on a Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, you should have gotten your sleep earlier that day.
Well, next sentence tells you everything you need to know. Living the nightmare for parents. That's when the children decided to leave.
They drugged their mom.
Can you go to sleep before the kids do?
No. You try not to. You really try
kids
not to.
Kids are like, I guess we don't have to stay, do we?
No. The warden is gone.
They're like, Sarah, it's 8:30 p.m.
By the way,
kids
who just get up and leave when their parents fall asleep do not want to be in that family.
Yeah,
that's essentially what that is. They're
true. Shitty kids. I mean, they just are pretty shitty kids, too.
I wonder if they drew a dick on her.
Put her hand in warm water. Put her hand in warm water, drew a dick on her.
Witnesses saw the boy driving his father's work van and called police.
Now, how old?
8 years old.
Wow.
My son's age.
That's Jay's son's age driving a work van.
It's 8 o'clock at night on a Sunday, and this kid's like, let's go.
Time.
Let's get out of here. You know what? If they don't want to stay up and hang, we're going to go do something fun. I don't want to take don't take the Saturn. Let's take the work van.
So. Right.
And I bet he was whistling too, though.
He had just learned and can't.
A tall kid to reach the pedals.
Yeah, that's right.
Officer Kohler said the children drove a mile from his home with his little sister in the back of the van, which means he put her in her seat, her child seat.
Or said, can I sit up front? And he's like, No, that'll be too dangerous.
That's not safe.
How much do you weigh?
Come on. Nope. This is crazy. I'm 8 and I'm driving, but you have to follow the goddamn
rules. I'm imagining my son taking my younger daughter in the car and just driving.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That is insane.
Well, what would you care? You're asleep for the night. What's the worst thing that happens?
I don't mess anything up. Maybe I can send him to the store to get
in that
closer.
Mile, the journey of this kid driving took the 8-year-old through 4 intersections over railroad tracks and required him to make a few right-handed turns and a left-handed turn.
A left
turn! Wow.
Witnesses told police that he did obey all traffic laws and drove the speed limit. This kid's a pro.
He wasn't texting? No. Damn it.
He was sexting.
Uh-huh. You know what? I'm going to have to call you back. Where am I right now? Traffic's really bad.
I'm making a left.
He's like, you know what? I'm sitting here trying to make a left. This asshole in front of me. I got to call you back.
Jerky.
He's already pissed
off.
He's
on like kid ways. It's just a kid's voice. Telling him where to go.
Go left.
The reason they left, the kids decided that they wanted to get some McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock at night. Parents are asleep.
Why isn't this a commercial for McDonald's?
This is what happens when you go, you know what? Fine. We're going to sleep and you guys aren't going to get dinner. Mm-hmm. And the kids are like, all right.
Oh, we'll see about that. Yeah. See about that. They're just like as quietly as they're sleeping. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What are they doing?
He's looking in the kids looking in the rear view mirror and he's like, are you loving it? Because we're on our way to loving it.
I am
loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba, neglect.
Neglect. Like they go to the, like there's the whole playground and everything.
I'm
going to
defend the parents for 1 second.
How?
Like if kids wipe you out and you don't have control of your life, that's where you need to be a team. That's where one of you needs to like drink a coffee. If you both need to like identify how tired you are at about 6
right.
and be like, I'm going down. And if you're like, I'm also going down, one of us can't go down.
Right.
Right.
One of us needs to drink a weird coffee right now and then be up.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, the child's father had worked all day and went to bed early. Their mother was on the couch with the kids when she fell asleep. So maybe it caught her by accident. Like I'm picturing a sitting up sleep session.
I've fallen asleep like on the couch with my kids. I mean,
yeah, of course.
And you could have been watching the first hour and 49 minutes of Arrival.
I was going to say, maybe she put on a movie, be like, here, we'll put this on. If I end up falling asleep, like the movie is going to keep them entertained.
Yeah, they're that's good. Exactly what she said.
She doesn't hear the jingle.
They're in the house. What could happen?
Yes.
By the way, I just so you know, what we have in our house, high top locks that people can't reach.
Smart.
That's but like if way. This kid can drive a van, he knows how to get a stepladder.
I guess.
True. That's fair.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, How do you know how to drive a van?
I don't know. But now this makes me feel like if I had kids, I would start being very mindful of where my keys are.
By the way, because my cars are like keyless, you can just start it and go. The other day, my daughter like got into the front seat of the driver thing, and she was like, and it's like messing around, and I was like, if she presses this and moves something, she could be driving.
Oh yeah,
like she could be driving.
Well, if you get her to like McDonald's enough, anything's possible.
I know.
Yeah. Did you keep picture the two of them? Do you want to drive through or do you want to go in? If you go in, we can hit the ball pit.
Or they're just like, I don't have time. But like, I gotta get gas. I don't have time for this. Right. Like, suddenly now they're like these really, you know, these like put upon. Yeah, I've got so many errands to run. I got so much to do. I gotta get this work van back.
I gotta pick up a prescription at Rite Aid.
Yeah, I gotta get condoms.
Everything's moving too fast in this kid's life. What day is it? They're like really concerned about the day of the week.
Yeah, I got to get a Merkin.
Once?
I got to register to vote so I can do jury duty. What?
God, this kid's like so far ahead of schedule.
Once at the McDonald's on Market Street, a family friend who happened to be eating at the restaurant notified the children's...
All right, there's a mistake. What? It is not a restaurant. You can't...
Oh, what have we said about me? If the tables...
If you're getting it to eat there... Or to go, and they give it to you in a bag.
It's not a restaurant.
Interesting.
If the tables are nailed to the floor, it is not a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
There's so many. A drive-through, in my personal opinion,
makes it not a restaurant.
Or a ball pit.
Ball pit
yes.
does not make it a restaurant. If condiments come in packages that you have to physically open, you're responsible for doing it. It's not a restaurant.
If there's a ceramic pedophile outside.
Well, that might be a pretty great restaurant.
That's true.
A ceramic clown-like pedophile outside.
No, I mean, that's not a restaurant. I'm sorry. If you order off a board and then you wait for it, not a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Once at the restaurant, a family friend.
There are multiple cash registers. It is not a restaurant.
Yeah, with pictures as buttons.
It's not a restaurant.
A family friend who happened to be eating at the restaurant.
Stop it.
I know. If you're not at a beach and the people who work there are wearing a visor, it's not a restaurant.
This is the worst billing vault bit ever.
It is not a restaurant.
Here's your restaurant.
Here's your order.
Here's your order.
They notified the children's. This is what I love. So family friends see these two kids roll up to the McDonald's, and they go straight. They skip the lieutenants and go straight to the general.
You absolutely take it.
They notified the children's grandparents.
That's right.
They're like, you know what? I'm not even.
They looked at that situation and said, obviously the parents can't handle
it. I'm not even going to call Neil and Kim. Right. I'm not even calling them. I'm going straight to Kim's parents.
To the top.
But if it's a movie and they get out of the car, like when the car pulls up and they get out of the car, of course they're walking in slow mo.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My House by Flo Rida is burning.
The car blows up.
Open up the champagne. It's my house. Come on, hit it up.
Jason, give full disclosure.
I love that song.
Not just you.
My son loves it.
I was in Jason's car. His son sang every word to this song. He's rapping me all of the lyrics.
They also like Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. So right. Don't balance it out.
Right, the kid hits a sippy cup and throws it behind him.
Exactly.
The family friend, can you imagine calling the grandparents? They're asleep. If the parents are asleep and it's after 8 o'clock on a Sunday night.
The grandparents have to be dead. They ate dinner 7 hours ago.
Hey, Bethel, we're down here at McDonald's, and I know I didn't even see any sign of my
jitterbug's ringing.
The children did get to eat their cheeseburgers before police arrived. I don't know if that means because the parents could not be woken up.
Mm.
Officer Kohler arrived at McDonald's and talked to the little boy.
What a badass kid.
I know.
Jesus.
Who told the officer, this is the kid talking, that he had learned to drive by watching YouTube videos.
Whoa.
Now.
Genius.
God damn
it. It is, right?
God damn
it.
Internet.
They have everything.
This is what scares me. The internet ruins everything.
Yep.
But guys,
it taught this
kid really well.
Yeah.
I mean, he, by all accounts, he was like as good a driver than like any good driver on the road.
Yeah.
Thankfully, no one was hurt. The case remains under investigation.
I thought you were saying unsolved. yeah, that's damn internet. I'm mad about it.
I'd love just bringing the grandparents in so that they could like bring that up at every family get together. Yep. Oh, did you guys?
How'd you guys get here? Did you drive or did you let little Jimmy drive?
Neil's like, we need more ice, Kim. And the
we'll send your son out to get it.
Your son to go get it.
He'll go grab it.
Why don't you guys take a nap? And I'm sure the kids can go do it.
He learned it from the Tube U. No, it's YouTube.
God damn it.
Tube U. That was like our friend, our cousin Melissa named her daughter years ago. She's now, what is she, like a senior or she's like a junior?
In high school.
Named her Zoe. And
which at the time was, there weren't a lot of
understandably, there weren't a lot of Zoes 16 years ago. It was definitely on the front edge of the Zoe.
Yeah, Friedman.
Yeah, that's it. That's all
you know.
Bud Friedman, sorry. Mm. But you didn't have many, okay? You didn't have many. And I remember our aunt, who's from Peru, like...
Her mom
had such a difficult time that, like, couldn't believe she named her something so out of the box that right when she saw the baby for the first time, said, Zio! Zio. Zio. Like, the only way you could fuck that up. Zio.
Zio.
What is this, like a Michael Jackson, like, little mini like movie? A
character from
Captain Zio? Zio?
Zio. You know, they're coming out with driverless cars.
Yeah, they are.
So that could be a thing where kids could just get in and go.
Say where they want to go. Yeah. Take us to McDonald's.
And flying cars. Flying cars.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw that came out too.
Is it happening? Flying cars?
Yeah, flying cars.
Come on.
That is not happening.
Get out of here.
It is, most definitely. Two or three different manufacturers are coming out with models in 2017.
Yeah. What?
Jason and I both saw the same Twitter news feed.
We saw the same Twitter news feed, yes.
Well, we got to go on a YouTube tutorial.
I know. Honey, we don't have to drive the work van. We can fly!
And honey, no, that's, but you know, that's what the young son says to his sister.
You know,
he calls her honey. Yeah. You got to stop calling your sister honey.
16 years ago, there were no honeys.
Now there's a lot of honeys and boo-boos. Yep. But, you know, there's also...
Hinoy.
Hinoy. That's not good either.
Hinoy.
Zio. Zio.
It's Zoe.
All right, let's take a break. We come back. One more story. The great Mark Norman is with us. Dan Van Kirk. This is Dumb People Town.
Stick around.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. As we mentioned, follow us on Facebook, at Dumb People Town. Follow Mark Norman on Twitter. He is
at Mark Norm. One word.
Mark Norm. Mark Norm.
And I just want like all the fans of his comedy in the future to consider it like Normcore.
To be fans of you?
Like super. You know,
I like
Normcore.
That.
You know Normcore,
yeah,
right?
I that's never
like
about that.
hipsters wearing like 80s.
That could be the name of your next album.
Yes,
Normcore.
Yes. I like it.
Right?
Full penetration.
Full penetration. Is this your first hour, by the way?
First hour.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, pretty excited.
First hour. Mark Norm, first hour.
First hour, love it. Well, follow him. Of course, follow us.
Can't wait to see the special. It's going to be awesome.
Thanks. Man. It's offensive and gay.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Both of those things are okay.
Yeah.
You guys want to do a final story?
Let's do it.
It's a cautionary tale.
And then we have a special voicemail coming up.
Sent in by Paul Branchaud, if that's how you say it, B-R-A-N-C-H-A-U-D.
Branchaud.
At Hot Branch.
Mm-hmm. Hot Branch is a phenomenal nickname.
Sounds like an indie rock band.
Yeah.
I'm calling this the sad ballad of Jan Flato. I know. And I'm going to... I kind of want you guys to see what he looks like before I tell you anything about him.
Oh, it's a guy.
We have a cousin Jan.
We do have a cousin Jan, but I
Jan
really?
Flato.
Jan Michael Vincent also.
Mm. I'm going to say that usually I say, oh, he's everything you think he is or she's everything you want her to be. He's more than
he's
whatever.
More than what we think he is.
I'm going to show you guys this picture of Jan Flato. Guys, everybody listening here with us in Dumb People Town, it'll be up on the Facebook page at Dumb People Town on Facebook. And you too. We'll be able to experience what these three men are about to. This is Jan Flato.
Let me see Jan Flato. Oh my God.
Is that not gold?
At any moment, he's got 16 conspiracy theories.
Look at how the shirt makes it look like he has little metal nipples.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a frog transitioning into a human being.
Go ahead.
I was going to say he looks like Goonies if he grew up. You know, Sloth?
Yeah. Or Vern Lundquist if he aged down.
Yeah, he looks like everything John Elway is heading towards. Or Ric Flair.
Ric Flair definitely has, like,
yes.
He's definitely DJed a few bar
bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
If John Voight fell in that tank that the Joker fell in.
Is that Jan Flotto?
Yeah, the vat of shit.
Jan Flotto definitely owns 2 to 4 throwing stars.
Jan Flotto has never worn just one necklace.
Right. He has some skull jewelry.
Jan Flotto never... Jan Flotto never wears socks.
Jan Flotto never gave your bracelet back.
Jan Flotto has a moped but calls it a motorcycle.
Yes. He has one of those long sticks with a shoehorn at the end.
To be more of a
shoes on.
Yeah.
To be more of a badass, Jan Flotto calls it a horsetail instead of a ponytail.
Ooh. Jan Flotto's definitely worn sweatpants with dress shoes in his life. Jan Flotto owns a jet ski that does not work.
Guys, if you're listening to this, go look at Jan Flotto right now.
Jan Flotto, as you're there, those two card tricks.
Jan Flotto has a coupon.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Coupon book.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jan Flotto used to work here.
Oh, this is so suburban, by the way. I couldn't believe it when I drove through Burbank.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Yeah, you know, like, there's the Diamond District? I feel like this is the dentist district.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so many dental places.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You're in the valley, man. You're in the deep valley.
Deep valley.
Burbank.
Yeah.
This is Jan Flottoville.
This is,
Jan Flotto's almost bowled a 300.
Jan Flotto proudly tells people he hasn't been to the dentist in 18 years.
Jan Flotto constantly says, looks real, doesn't it?
Yeah, because Jan Flotto thinks the government's trying to control us through our fillings.
Jan Flotto's the only guy who still has Banaka.
Jan Flotto's the only guy who has powerful binoculars. Jan Flotto does
for what purpose we don't know.
Does all of his Christmas shopping at Spencer Gifts.
Yes.
Jan Flotto has never pointed his telescope up. A lot of lateral movement with his telescope.
Yes. Jan Flotto uses a lot of fake vomit to get laughs.
Has a cell phone holster.
And spins it.
Yeah.
Jan Flotto put $50 into a slot machine at Florida Seminole's Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Of course he did. He wears sunglasses on the back of his neck.
And ones on his face. Yeah. At the same time, he doubles up.
Under Jan Flotto's button-up is a big dog shirt.
Yep.
He hit it big. He hit it big. I'm going to ask you right now. We'll get it early. How big do you think Jan Flotto?
$50 slot?
$50
in the slot.
Are we taking Jan Flotto big or big?
Because there is a distinction, as Mark will tell you.
Yes.
You can only go off the information I've given you.
All right.
You saw the man.
Uh-huh.
He hit it big. What do you think?
How big did Jan Flotto hit it?
I'm going to say 2,800.
Jay, I'm going to say $25,000.
$25,000.
I'm going to say $70,000.
$70,000. Yep. Jan Flotto, the man, you know what? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You've all been given time listening to Dumb People Town to get our own look at Dumb People Town before you see this.
Jan Flotto.
Hit it big for
$100,000. Holy snap. Shit, I got to stop lowballing.
Oh, Jesus. Don't lowball the Flotto.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of Flotto.
That's $100,000.
He was like, all the bass guitars I can buy. And then learn to play.
Then learn to play.
Jan Flotto, bass player.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
He can't keep a dime of it.
Why?
Casino rules say he didn't personally hit the jackpot. According to Jan Flotto, after he put his payment card into the machine, he let former friend Marina Navarro push the button, quote, for good luck.
Ooh.
Oh,
Marina.
The 35-year-old Navarro then took the receipt to the casino and walked out with every dollar.
Oh!
What?
Managers at Seminole Hard Rock, as well as industry experts, say it's hers to keep. A long-standing rule in the gambling industry says that winnings belong to the person who places the bet, not the person who pays for it.
Whoa!
So even though he's sitting at the machine,
even though it's his card and it's his money,
she's the one who hits spin.
Oh my
she gets
God.
every single penny of $100,000.
Even that even though that finger has been up his own asshole.
Jan Flato.
Does she, I didn't say, but she doesn't help him out, huh?
No.
Oh, it
I
says.
Mean, you know the second you walk with that receipt up to the front that your friendship with Jan Flato is over.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally.
Over.
Finally. Yeah.
That's what it costs to get out of that relationship. Right. Damn it.
100 G's to
that
her.
Means Navarro, who technically placed the bet by pushing the slot machine's button, is the winner and entitled to every dollar. According to Flato, she walked out that night with her winnings and asked security to keep him away from her.
Oh!
This turn, quick.
This guy, not even a discussion.
Damn.
So she knew that rule when she was pushing it.
You ready?
She probably was like, why don't I do it for you for good luck? Like, she threw that out there.
Right.
Because she knew the rule. Do you want me to do it for you?
Lady luck.
Why don't I hit it for luck? Jan Flato is about to describe himself in a better joke than any of us said in all those. Jan Flato, self-described as longtime gambler.
Mm-hmm.
Jan Flato, longtime gambler.
I like him going, come on, baby, needs a new pair of Crocs.
And by that, I mean two crocodiles.
Yeah. He says it's a cautionary tale and that he considers the money gone. Jan Flato's good at probably coming to terms with things, especially a loss.
He's like, look, man, I've lost a lifetime of loss.
I want everybody to know what happened so it won't happen to them, he told the Miami Herald.
Oh, I love that this now he literally is doing it for everybody else.
Right. Yes.
It's a good public service that we're doing on this podcast.
Yes, cool.
By letting people know this very
if you go and you're a gambler.
Dan, you've said this before. If you're driving and you're drunk and you decide to pass out in the car,
well, take
the
keys. You shouldn't be driving, but if you realize, whoa, I should not have done this, pull over.
Take the keys out of the ignition. Now, with a push button car, that's easier to do.
Sure.
Mm. But if you don't have that, pull the keys
because
out of the ignition.
Because if a cop comes up and you're asleep in your car trying to hopefully make the right decision and no longer endanger yourself or anybody else, the keys in the ignition indicate an intent to drive, and you can still get a DUI.
I got out of a DUI for that exact reason.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I was at a house party in high school. I drove my mom's Lexus home, passed out.
8 years old.
You were 8 years old.
I went to McDonald's.
It was her work, Lexus.
Yeah.
Her work.
I pass out in a horrible neighborhood on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Wait a second.
And a woman... And I passed out, and a woman said, there's a white kid dead in a Lexus in the project. So the cops came. They pulled me out of the car.
Which city?
New Orleans.
Okay.
And they pulled me out of the car. I fell down immediately. I was covered in piss. It was leather seats. So it was like pool of piss.
Oh,
yeah, my own piss.
God.
And the keys were on the fucking floor of the car, and they were like, you're good. So they had my neighbor pick me up because my parents were out of town.
By the way, that's also New Orleans.
That's true.
New Orleans is like, look,
that's true.
Nothing really
like
happened
here. He's not going to put a voodoo hex on us.
Don't put those keys in the ignition.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jan Flato wants everybody
to know.
Which,
by the way, that story, all that story tells me is that, like, if it was reversed, okay,
black kid in a white neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
They would call and be like, rough this kid up and get him out of here.
I don't know if they'd say rough him up.
Yeah, they would. They'd be like, cops, get this drunk, like, passed out person out of my neighborhood. In a black neighborhood, they were like, help him, please. Somebody help this
white
kid.
That shows you, like, the difference of how they view it. Like, there's a dead white kid in here. You
right.
gotta come
you
down
deal
and
with
help
it.
This out.
Mm. Were you dead?
I don't think so.
I don't think you died.
What if you came back to life and that is literally you're like, this is why I have to do comedy.
That's my Groundhog Day.
That's your Groundhog Day.
I have to do. I gotta go steal a gallon of milk and grab a basketball.
I remember handing the ID to the cop and it was soaking wet with whiz and he was like, ah, jeez. I still remember that.
How much pee?
That was a lot of urine.
That's so much urine.
My jean shorts were ruined.
His wallet was in his pants.
Spent the whole night being like, I'm not gonna break the seal tonight, guys.
Yeah.
What did your parents say when you
Furious. They were in Paris.
What?
And they called and they were furious. But I lost my virginity. No, I had sex with a girl that night. It wasn't my virginity, but I had sex with a girl that night. So it was all I was on cloud anal, you know.
You were happy.
Yeah.
You were ecstatic.
Wow.
Exactly.
Holy crap.
Jan Flato, not ecstatic, says, I've played slots all over the country and never had a problem like that. Yeah, because you've never hit for
$100,000.
Yeah. Jan, get it together,
Usually when I hit $100,000, this doesn't come up.
Our friend hit a $13,000 jackpot
on a poker game.
On a poker, in like a poker game sort of. It wasn't like a poker, you know.
Right.
It was where everyone's playing against
the dealer
instead
of each
other.
Hit a 13,000. He said
he had royal flush.
And the dealer's like, I've been working this game for the
14 years.
And I've never seen anyone hit a royal flush here. Hits royal flush. He said, everybody who worked there, their tone got like super serious. He was like, no one was happy.
Right.
No one was in a good mood. They were just really, they've made him fill out all this paperwork. And it just, I can only imagine when that hit. You don't just take
She's doing all that while Jan Flato's on the fringe being like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Jan Flato. What about Jenny?
Come on. I got a waterbed with a hole in it. I need this.
I
got permanent sump pumps in my basement. Jan Flato.
What about Jan? What about Jan? He says, I've played slots all over the country, never anything happened like that. Flato says the pair first met in 2015 and liked to gamble together. I bet she loved hitting the button while you paid for it, Jan.
It's right.
Everybody would.
How am I going to feed my pet ferret? I'm Jan Flato.
Jan is still a janitor.
Jan is short for janitor.
Puts the Jan back in jail.
Well, Navarro, a mortgage broker, says that that is not the story, that some of it was her money. She says that she made a good faith offer to share her winnings with him, but rescinded after he sent angry and mean text messages. According to Navarro, he even threatened to move her.
So legitimately, who's siding on here? I mean,
I feel like he's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
So and she's like, evil.
She couldn't give him 20 grand?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Well, the taxes is going to take about 60.
That much?
Probably.
No,
or
nuts.
40.
Yeah, at least probably 40
or 50.
All right, 40, all right. 40.
So left she's down to 60. All you did was push a button and he paid for it and he asked you to do it. You should give him at least 20.
Right.
Yes.
And you walk away with 40 grand for doing nothing in
zero.
A night.
Zero. For hanging out at a casino.
Yeah.
Because she says that he was sending her like threatening and angry like text messages. Yeah. Never a cool look.
From his flip phone. He's Jan Flato.
Of course. Yeah. Green screen.
It's Jan Flato.
Jan Flato has not denied sending angry and threatening messages.
No. I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She deserved it.
He doesn't understand. Like, this is not where you want to say.
Yeah.
Jan Flato. I text in all caps.
Right.
Jan Flato.
A lot of T9ing.
Right.
<Yeah.
laughs> Jan Flato, two earrings, one ear.
Yeah.
He does look like a burn victim, doesn't he?
He does.
He says, quote, of course I was angry. The ongoing story, she says, has her husband angry that their names are being dragged through the process. Navarro married.
Mm-hmm.
She says that Jan Flato is playing with my honor, she told the Miami Herald. And in a follow-up story, which
she is not 100% in the clear.
No,
honorable person.
She's not the most honorable person ever. Like, you should be giving this guy money.
If you walk away with the money, he should be able to sully your name.
You walked out of there and told a security guard to keep him away from
me.
You are not clear on this.
The Miami Herald has dubbed this Jackpot Gate, and more updates are to follow.
She should get a lot of negative.
I mean, when I heard about this, that you could somebody gets all your money, even though you're the person. It's a person who places, not the person who pays.
Right.
I was like, we need to let dumb people town know about that.
Yes. Yes.
If you are in a casino, do not allow someone
once
else.
Once I saw Jan Flato, I thought everyone needs to know about that.
Yeah. Yes. So. That'd be fun to stand behind people when they put money in, just hit the button. You know?
I want to do the next live Dumb People Town and have like two or three people dressed as Jan Flott.
Yes.
I want somebody who loves us Dumb People Town as much as we do to be in line at a Long John Silver's asking to use the phone and notice that Jan Flato's in front of them.
That would be the good. Asking to use the payphone?
Yeah, of course.
At Long John Silver's.
Have you seen a payphone recently? It's the saddest, craziest thing in the world to see.
I saw one last night, and there was a guy on it for like an hour.
Really?
Yeah, right by the Virgil.
I said this a long time ago. On the other end of every payphone conversation is someone saying, I don't see how this is my problem.
That's never good. It's never like, how are the stocks?
Nobody's like, so good to hear from
just
you.
Just go ahead and run. Yeah. No one has ever
run through my portfolio.
No one has ever started a payphone conversation with this phrase. Honey, I've got great news.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know who would do that? Jan fucking Flato.
Payphone conversations are just
only
riddled
uses
with
payphone.
Apologies.
Yeah. I feel bad. Flato can't live his dream of opening Flauto's Flautas. He'll never see that dream.
You know Jan Flato has written a lot of business plans down on napkins.
Yeah,
a lot
exactly.
of napkins
yeah.
have Jan Flato
look,
ideas.
I've got it all here in this napkin set. All right, well, that is a phenomenal story, and I'm so happy we now have him. And something to put on the Facebook page so you guys can like the Facebook page, and we'll let you know what's going on there.
Before we get out of here, we have a voicemail
from Harrison Ford.
Wait.
Whoa.
Oh,
wait a second.
Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus Christ. Who invited him in here?
Hi, boys.
Right. Holy hell.
Robert Durst is here.
I'm in town doing a little thing.
You've got a trial going on.
I don't know if it's a trial.
It is a trial. It is a trial.
Is it a trial?
It is.
Maybe. It's just something that needs to be sorted out where I will prove a love for one of my friends.
No, that's not that woman.
You murdered a woman.
That's multiple people.
That's a little dark.
I wrote
one letter.
Yeah, and you said...
Who
misspelled Beverly?
Who here is not guilty of sending a letter?
No, you are guilty of sending. But
Mark, did you watch the Jinx and find him guilty?
Of course, yeah. Especially after he admitted it.
Guilty of owning beautiful sweaters.
No,
they were nice.
Guilty of killing many
guilty
people.
Guilty of being a man who just wants to reconnect with his brother.
I know you don't want to just reconnect with Douglas.
Yes, I just want. Do you guys know where Douglas?
We don't know where Douglas is, and even if we did know where Douglas was, we weren't going to tell. Because you're going to go after him
currently,
and kill him.
Currently, Douglas and I are in like a sleepless in Seattle situation.
No,
he's on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast.
He's afraid of you.
And we just need to meet at the top of a tall building.
No,
anything tall.
I don't know if that's a bad idea. Anything with a lot of height would be a nice place.
He's built
a lot of buildings with a lot of height, but I would say that's not where I want Douglas and you to meet.
Why?
Because you're going to do something bad to him.
No, I've started a new business.
What is it?
Business,
what
Durst
is
Wind Chimes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, that doesn't sound good at all.
It's a wind chime business. That's what I'm in L.A. for.
No.
That's
the
You're here for a murder trial.
Who isn't on trial these days?
All three of us aren't on
Mark's
trial.
Not on Mark's trial.
You've never sent a greeting card? No,
that is...
You've never misspelled a word in your life?
But...
I've seen your guys' Twitter accounts.
Wait.
And
yes, we do make
He is kind of right.
But he is kind of right, but this is scaring me that Robert Durst is now following our Twitter account.
Of course, I'm following you guys. I followed you guys so many places.
Okay. Can we get him out of here, please?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Sure.
Let's just say, hypothetically, I wanted to... let's call it a time capsule. I wanted to bury a time capsule.
Wait a minute.
I don't want anyone to find it.
Uh-huh. You call your wife?
Where would you guys put it in Los Angeles if that was a question you would answer?
Griffith Park?
Yeah, I'd say Griffith Park's a good spot.
All right, I'll head over there. And why don't one of you guys drive there and I'll follow you?
No, I don't want you to follow us.
All right. Well, I'll be around. I'm here in town, like I said, for a little thing.
Yep,
and then
yep,
maybe I'll see you guys some more.
Probably not.
I'll definitely see you guys more.
No, I don't
you
like
you. You might not see me.
Okay, right.
I don't like Bob, thanks for stopping by, buddy.
I almost said it.
Somewhat.
What?
Nothing.
All right. Let him get off the mic.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He really changes the vibe in a room.
Yeah, he does.
Shouldn't have said that. Why did you say that? Bury something. Oh, I'm going to bury a body, of course. Everybody knows that. They know it's not a time capsule, Tommy capsule.
Robert, you're still on the mic.
You're still on the mic, Robert.
We can still hear what you're saying. Just get him out of here, please.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, mommy. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
All right,
get him out of here.
Love Beretta.
I think that was Beretta.
Wait, what am I? I'm thinking of Blake.
Robert Blake.
Oh, shit. I get them confused. Did they both murder people?
Hey, they both killed people.
There we go.
That's what they have in common.
Yeah.
Dan, Jesus.
Hey.
I
give up my seat.
I know, but God, that guy's
what a fun show to get.
Hey,
guys,
I love it.
If Jan Flotto needs to run for mayor of Freeland.
If Jan Flotto could just be the de facto mayor of Freeland.
Jan Flotto's the only guy who could run unopposed and lose.
Better be Freeland. He's broke.
That's right. He is. All right, well, hey. This is a great show today. Thank you, Mark Norman.
Check out
his special this Friday night
on Comedy Central. If you miss it at that night, you can watch it online at Comedy Central.
They'll probably replay it on Sunday night, and then hopefully. Yeah, no, that'd be great. But great young comedian who's, like we said, about to bust, and you get a chance to see him right here and hear him right here. And we'll see you guys in Kansas City. I can't wait. First time ever in Kansas City.
City, Finding the Funny this weekend at the Improv. We'll see you two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and one show on Thursday night, guys.
And don't forget to check out Mark Norman's podcast.
Tuesdays with Stories.
When does it drop?
It's just every Tuesday.
Oh, wait a second. That seems weird that it would drop on a Tuesday.
Tuesdays with Stories is just you.
Me and Joe List.
Just making fun of Mitch Albom for an hour.
Taking apart I love it. His Tuesdays with Maury.
Great. Well, check it out. I love Joe List.
Thanks.
And very, very fun.
We'll see you next week in Dumb People Town. Dumb, 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 dumb.